Bible reading number 65, Exodus 12, verses 29 through 38. The ones who were born first died. At midnight, the always present one did strike down all of the firstborn ones in the land of Egypt. This included the firstborn son of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, the firstborn sons of prisoners who were in jail, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Then Pharaoh, all his important officers, and all the Egyptians got up during the night. There was a tremendous outcry in Egypt because every single house had at least one corpse. So Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron during the night. He said, "You and the sons of Israel must get up and get away from my people. Go worship Yahweh as you've requested, and take your flocks and your herds as you've said, and go and bless me." The Egyptians urged the people on. They wanted to send them out of the country in a hurry. The Egyptians said, "Otherwise we'll all be dead men." The people of Israel took their dough before it was mixed with yeast. Their mixing bowls were slung over their shoulders, wrapped in their clothes. The sons of Israel did as Moses commanded. They asked the Egyptians for clothes, as well as gold and silver jewelry. And the always present one caused the Egyptians to favor the people of Israel. The Egyptians let them have whatever they asked for. They cleaned out the Egyptians. The long trip began. The sons of Israel traveled from Ramesses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. Also, there was a large group of many different kinds of people who went up with them, along with flocks, herds, and lots of possessions.